Welcome to another episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. I'm Josiah Sapp for The Villain on Twitter, at comic underscore syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host,
RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
What's up, RG at RG Flores on Twitter? How you doing, homie?
Good, man. Glad to be back at it.
You better...
You
ready to rock and roll and finish up this two-part?
Finish up this like small little dip into our lives.
Kind of. I mean, it really is. You give the premise on what it was. So anyone that might have missed, like we always do these episodes so people can just jump in at any moment and they don't have to listen to one prior. It's just pretty much conversation
piece. Yeah. So we're just talking about kind of something we grew up with, being made fun of, kind of making fun of the little county we're from.
Growing
up in Orange County.
Straight up. And I love the fuck out of Orange
And it's funny because there's always been all these huge lists that say like, ooh, you know you're from Orange County if or like Orange County, blah, 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 like stereotypes or whatever coming people that are from Orange County or grew up in Orange County, whatever. And so all this stuff always comes up. And that's when we're like, oh, we should really like get into it. And I always talk to people like, because I know people from L.A. County currently and people from Riverside. Riverside
County. Riverside's okay.
Okay. You want to talk about Riverside?
Okay. When people, friends, live in Riverside County, it's a long haul to get out there.
That's a day trip. Okay, but I'm not going to say anything about Riverside.
Like, I would visit more friends out there,
but it's that whole dating thing. Like, if a girl has, like, a 909.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, just come. And I'm like,
wait a second.
Wait, you're from Riverside? Yeah. Or Corona? Yeah.
Ooh.
What the fuck are you in Orange County? You feel like you got shafted.
You got it, dude.
When you were dating and this girl's like, ooh, this girl's like nice looking, whatever. Like, ooh, we get to know you. And she's like, what the hell are you doing in Orange County? And she's like, oh, I was visiting my cousin.
Ooh.
You lied to me. Yeah, I thought you were from Orange County.
You betrayed almost.
That happened to me with LA County, too.
LA County fucks me a lot, dude. Jesus. So breaking down Orange County, growing up in Orange County, and it's a beautiful county.
It's a small,
the
it's
history compared, is yeah. also there.
We were technically suburbs. So the people say like, before they say anything, technically like 67 years, we were a suburb of LA County.
Yeah.
But we were tired of getting shafted by LA County because we had no representation because we were so far away from technically LA.
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck it. If we're not going to get our representation, then we just split off. And all the cities started their own government because they're like, that's when we were going to get shit done in Orange County.
Orange County Courthouse is Santa Ana.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much, Santa Ana was pretty much the basis of
a lot of the older houses of like that. This is like 70, 80 years ago. I think that initial stuff happened. But anyway, so even since then, like, I think since they were annoyed by LA County kind of like ignoring us, they took pride in like, no, we're going to be our own county. Like, screw you. We are our own county. And people are very prideful of this small little county that we're in between LA County.
Yeah.
Actually, we're between three counties. Riverside, LA County, and San Diego County.
And San Diego County. And San Diego's huge.
They're all very, yeah. They're all like a couple hours. You can drive from one end of Orange County to the other and probably like no traffic, which never happens, probably an hour.
Cake, dude. Easily.
It's a beautiful drive anyways.
You know what though? We are in our own bubble.
Yes.
But do you think people look at us different because we're from Orange County?
Yes.
In a good way or bad.
I'm proud of it. Whatever way they think about it. You hate on me from Orange County. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But hate on me more.
This is a story in the last episode I forgot to get into.
What you got?
So my wife grew up as a Deseret, and then she moved to she was in Riverside and area, and then finally moved out to Orange County a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I always told him, like, and she's like, you're weird. You're like, oh, now I say bougie, but something like that. She's like, you're talking about blah,
blah,
blah.
Do you think people look at us bougie?
Yes. Compared to the other county, compared to Riverside and Corona, you know, in LA County, yes.
Because Riverside is like meth capital of
California. Everyone else is like, yeah.
I mean, sadly, but that's.
But Orange County compared, I just said it was pretty chill. But Orange County is more, Orange County seems to be more the mellow, chill, just the laid back county. Oh, compared to the other
one. We are completely laid the fuck back though. And isn't that a great thing though?
I love it.
Like doing things at our own pace where it's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not, like you hear that New York minute and it's like, we're not in a rush like that. Like, Los Angeles kind of is too, but it's so crowded and congested. I think it really
has to be. Because I feel like LA County is more like concrete jungle.
Concrete jungle. In Orange County is
more just chill, more like, I don't know how to describe it, but it just, you
like, you're if anybody
ever, if anybody ever comes from, like I said, outside of Southern California, and you drive from like San Diego County, you notice it more driving from Orange County into Riverside, or Orange County into LA County. Once you pass that county line,
yeah,
the vibe, like, you can feel the change in the vibe.
True. Okay, Los Angelinos hate us though.
Yeah, because they probably make fun of us. Like, they probably think we're hating on them because we want to be them, but we don't.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, forget. So, like I said, the whole thing I always told my wife, like, all this stuff, and she was always like, they're stupid. Like, this is not a real thing. I'm like, guess it's a real thing.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
You've told me the story.
A little over a year ago, we went camping out in the desert. It was up in the mountains, but we drove out from the desert.
You didn't do your cheesy camping where
glamping?
The cable, yeah.
Oh, I hated going glamping. Like, oh, the freaking DirecTV was out the first night.
Okay, so you guys went out.
Yeah, and we're driving back, and I'm like, oh, before we hit Orange County, let's just stop, eat somewhere, eat, and then we'll just get a little break, right? Get some food, and then we'll keep driving home. So we're sitting in Riverside. We were at this diner, mom and pop kind of diner.
I love mom and pops.
Yeah. And you can have pastrami, you can have breakfast at any time.
Dope. Yes, love it.
So I was sitting there, and my wife goes, I didn't say anything. I was just eating my food. And she looks at me, and she goes, I see it now. We'll see what? She's like, I get what you're talking about. I'm like,
the difference?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't.
Like, sweetie, you're tripping. What's going on?
What do you mean? She's like, the difference. The people. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, now that I've been in Orange County, I think at this point, in like 7-8 years, she's like, I can see what you're talking about. And I'm like, right, there's a difference. There's a difference between the counties. But it's funny, coming from her, that she grew up outside the county.
Yeah.
So apparently it takes about probably 5 or 6 years to finally get the full Orange County immersion.
Yes. Okay.
And everything's close by.
True. And again, gorgeous out here. Granted, the cost of living out here in Orange County is
getting
pricier.
It sucks, but the reason is because everybody wants to live. Because somebody asks, like, why don't you move to, like, houses in Texas are really cheap. I'm like, yeah, we have to live in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. I have houses in San Antonio, so that wouldn't be bad. But, like, is that somewhere I want to retire?
No. It's just the weather. No. And, like, you're just used to being. Like,
and we have everything. It's gorgeous.
I remember, like, when I used to work at a grocery store years ago, I'd have tourists from the East Coast coming in. And I always like the question, like, how do you get to the beach? You just take Beach Boulevard all the way down. It's a big, I don't describe it as a big blue ocean. I call it, it's that big green thing out there.
Stupid. It's a big green
just keep, thing. I always tell people, like, you see the street? Just keep driving toward the west, and you're eventually going to hit water.
Yeah, yeah.
But they used to come in shorts and t-shirts, and I'd have, like, a hoodie on and a sweater.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I love California. I'm like, you're not cold. It's 70 degrees outside. Yeah. Like that.
Again, it goes back to us being pussies with our weather, but we have gorgeous weather all year long.
And everything is 20 minutes away.
So beautiful, gorgeous.
But that's what my wife thinks about, too. She's like, I love Orange County. It's like everything is like 20 minutes away. And I'm like, right?
So dope.
That's why we should never leave our bubble. Our bubble's forever.
Okay, let's go back to our bubble real quick, because you did mention that last episode, and I love the fuck out of it. Like, we started off bashing, and we are bashing, but, like, do we really think, like, we're prideful of our county?
But I think the biggest thing, too, Orange County is just because of some of, like, the TVs and the way we've been represented. We get a certain kind of, like, certain way people look at us. And I know every state, every county, every place has, like, their own little. So, also, like I said, I'm curious. I said at the end of the last episode, I'm curious about other people, what they say, like, we're prideful about that, where they're from.
We're not East Coasters.
No.
Like, I'm curious about those counties and those states as well.
Because there's certain things, like, that just make that area you're from. Like, for me, like, I love this. I love the fact that I can, like I said, I don't even like going to the beach.
You did mention that.
Even though my physique is like up to an 8 right now, I was at a. It's funny. I'm getting my swimsuit body in the winter. Doing it so wrong, but I grew up going for walks The bee's like, okay, this is basically, this sucks for other people. That's a beautiful thing, though. When you're dating, for me, when I was dating, I'm like, I'd go for walks on the beach. It's free. And it's beautiful.
And it's gorgeous, dude.
Yeah. And like, girls like, oh, let's go for a walk on the beach. I'm like, this is amazing. My wife loves going for walks on the beach.
Beautiful.
And that, and also, like, growing up, going to die. It's funny. I like the idea of living. And I like the idea. I like living in, you know, like, a beach communities and all this stuff. Because I like going to my hole-in-the-wall, my mom-and-pop kind of hole-in-the-wall diner place.
You did mention
that. I love it because, like, right close to the beach, it sucks. The parking sucks.
Yeah.
Anywhere close to the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like the fact that you can, like, I have my breakfast. I'm like, or have my breakfast at late at night. I'm like, just going to go for a walk on the pier.
Cool. All right, man. Okay. So let's see. Okay, we're in our bubble. Yes, we love it. We did bash it. I mean, a bunch of these ones, just typical things we think people would think about Orange County. And what are we called? Orange County.
Yeah. Orange County.
Because, like, Los Angelinos.
OC. I don't know what the fuck. Right? How do people refer to
us? How do people refer to us? It's like, oh, those people. Those assholes. But again, we don't feel entitled or privileged. Like, we're blue collar straight up.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of blue collar. But just, like, we just chill.
We just fucking do things at our own fucking pace.
We just like to hang out and just enjoy the breeze.
You know what? Okay. Let's go through some facts I came across real quick. Let me know if you've heard or know of any of these.
Okay.
Fact number one about Orange County is home to many Fortune 500 companies.
I know Google's out here.
We have Boeing.
Oh, yeah. Boeing for North America. You know what I've seen off the freeway? Hyundai's like North American headquarters.
It is, yes.
It's off the 405. The 405. Disneyland.
Disneyland is out.
Fuck, what's out here? Go for your thriller list, see if I can think of it.
Okay, many large multinational corporations have headquarters or offices in Orange County, including companies in healthcare, sciences, technology. Blizzard's out here.
Oh, yeah, Blizzard. My brother works at Blizzard.
Banking, insurance, finance, and fashion. The regional headquarters. Vance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically. Vance is like Orange County. Like, I always hear the stories, like, there's that one of, like, oldest, like, Vance stores by where I used to work at one.
No shit.
Okay. So there's another thing, Orange County. So either, if you lived in Orange County, pretty much either worked at Vans.
Kind of, yeah.
Or, what was the other one? I was going
to
tell you.
There's another one. Oakley?
Oakley's out in Irvine. I've been to it, too.
Yeah.
The headquarters.
Yeah.
It looks like a spaceship.
It does.
I can know this place. I'll tell you. The Oakley spaceship. I forgot to include this one. I didn't do it. But in Orange County, they're huge into junior lifeguards.
Yes.
And I never did it because I don't like the ocean.
Yeah.
But my wife was a huge swimmer growing up.
Awesome.
And she was like, our daughter's going to be a junior lifeguard. She always talks about junior lifeguards and all that stuff because she did it.
That's really fucking cool. Okay. Santa Ana College has a great fire tech program. Like, in the United States. Like,
it's huge.
And that's a JC. But it's cool that it has such a great fire tech program.
Okay.
So headquarters for businesses such as Mazda, Toshiba, Toyota, Samsung, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Hyundai.
We walk across the street from Kia.
We literally walk.
Well, that's the thing about Orange County. We're close to everything because Orange County is a small county. Technically, we're close to everything. I drive by that every day. The Hyundai one. I drive that one. Yeah,
they're all in OC.
Hurley.
Oakley and Hurley. Forgot about
the Vans one is off by the Hyundai. The Hyundai. The new building. That's all they close by. On my way to work, I passed like five headquarters.
Two brands for famous surfwear are also based in Orange County. In-N-Out Burger, the most iconic fast food restaurant in California, is also based in Orange County.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is literally down the street from us, the headquarters. Like, we should.
And the original numero uno is right down. Everything's across from either. Everything's either down the street from the house or across from, like,
where we were.
I can see Kia, the numero uno. The number one Taco Bell was in LA County.
Yes.
They said, screw you, LA County. You can't have that no more. They took it from LA County and they transported it.
They transported it
to the Taco Bell parking lot.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything with it, which is sad.
It's in a corner.
Another one I read too is like, living in Orange County, people in Orange County were sad when they closed the Verizon's amphitheater in Wild Rivers.
Nobody knows about those unless you're Orange County.
But that's a normal local thing. Growing up in Orange County, high school, like, let's go to Wild Rivers. Or that would grow. Oh, because a lot of amphitheaters. LA has them too, but a lot of amphitheaters because the weather's so nice. You can. There's really no
nighttime best. Was fucking beautiful. The best time.
But
to
there
catch
was, but somebody referenced that at Wild Rivers. In there.
That's interesting. Okay, I love the fact that you brought that up because it's a hidden gem. Hidden gems that you don't know about.
And also, if you go to Orange County, if you want to find the middle place to hang out, a Spectrum. Because technically, that's like the hangout because it's known. Because since it's in the middle of Orange County, if you have friends in South County and you're from North County,
the place
you just meet in Spectrum. Because they're like, that's a designated meetup spot for friends from all over Orange County.
You know what? Completely
you can
agree.
Put that down. Write that down. You can write that down in pen.
I love that. Fact number two, Orange County is home to many celebrities. Many celebrities live or have lived in Orange County over the years. Tiger Woods, Kevin Costner, Michelle Pfeiffer, Gwen Stefani, Will Ferrell, and Steve Martin are just some of its many current or former famous residents. What you got?
Michelle Pfeiffer apparently went to like 10 high schools.
Okay,
there's a deep dive, Michelle Pfeiffer. She's still beautiful.
Oh, there's a tale of
Orange County you're told growing up. Do you know Michelle Pfeiffer went to this high school? And I'm like, wait, that's what they told me at my high school. Well, technically, she went to
everyone's high school.
Well, damn, she went to like 10 high schools? Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
Garden Girl.
Okay, there. Local. Yeah, Garden
the
Girl.
The guy from, not Billy Ray. What's his name? Sugar Ray?
Will Ferrell went to Irvine High School.
He went to Irvine High School. What was his name?
A lot of local people. Stevie Aoki is local. He lives in Newport now.
That girl from iCarly?
Garden Grove. What's her name? That's his lady. What's her name?
The best friend in iCarly.
Okay.
I don't know her name. I just know because...
Fact number three.
She said Garbage Grove. That's why.
Garbage Grove. And you know Garbage Grove.
Oh, if you're from Orange County, you know Garbage Grove. Go ahead.
Fact number three. It's a famous surfing spot. HB, for sure.
It's funny. I have a horrible balance. I never did surfing. I hate the ocean.
But I love it, but I've never tried surfing.
It's funny. I don't like the ocean, but I had a chance when I was growing up to move to Arizona because of my mom. And I was like, no. And I went out. I'm like, I can't be in a landlocked state. Even though I don't like the ocean, I like to know that it's there.
All right. Y'all are interesting. Yeah. Now, this one is we can't make a post about fascinating facts about Orange County without mentioning surfing. Orange County's Huntington Beach is home to the Wedge, yes.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most famous surf spots in the world. Surfers travel from all over the world to surf in this location. Over the years, OC has become known as a surfing capital, which it is.
Yeah.
And surf culture finds its way into parts of everyday life, such as the fashion of its residents and their surfer slang that they use. Dude.
Like you mentioned. Bro. Dude. And even though I go there at night, though. To the pier, Huntington Beach. If I go to the Huntington Beach on a weekday at night, I hate going on a weekday because all those bars and a lot of douchebags.
Yeah.
But I did grow up going to Huntington Beach Pier, and I also grew up the sidewalk sales. A lot of my because I wore a lot of like Vans and Akai or like different like skater brands, even though I didn't skate. But the style really around Orange County is skater. Skater and seafood. Skater and a surfer.
Was huge too for, that surfing and then the...
I wore tons of
skaters. She looks hot, by the way.
Leah Pearl. What's her name?
Leah Thompson?
Leah Thompson, yeah.
In Back to the Future when she just... Anyways.
She kisses her son.
So skating blew up here. Yeah. Mainly. So
well, it was LA. Yeah, it was Southern California. The fact is, like, the styles, a lot of, like I said, a lot of skater brands and surfer brands. But even though you don't have to skate or surf, but a lot of kids skateboard.
Which is dope to see.
It's not even like a...
And they opened up a skate park down the street where we used to play softball at.
That's
dope, dude.
Well, because when you have nice weather all year round, you need something to do. But a lot of the lifestyle, fashion stuff like that, it's all consistent really surfing and skating.
Okay, let's still make fun of ourselves. How would you describe your fucking fashion?
Hipster. Hipster skater.
I hate fucking RG so much sometimes, guys. You don't even
That's
know.
That's how I describe it. My style was always jeans, Vans, or... This is what sucks. I play a lot of basketball, so I used to tear up my Vans.
You play basketball?
Back when I could, like, not worry, like, I can have time.
When I had a life.
I used to tear up my Vans because I used to play in school with my Vans because that's what my parents bought me because I like wearing them. But I used to tear them up all the time until I started buying basketball shoes.
Yeah.
But my style, I would flannel
jeans. You are a hipster guy. You completely are a hipster guy. Minus the mustache.
I can't go for the beard. I think I can, but it goes through a really, really, really uncomfortable bicep phase. before it really goes in.
Describe.
Okay, my facial hair goes in really bad. My wife's like, so if I'm going to grow out my mustache. And she's like, no. I'm like,
no, she does.
And I'm like, why not? She's like, we got holidays coming up. Because usually I think about it in the winter.
Idiot.
And she's like, we so got holiday pictures coming up. You're not doing the mustache.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Because she goes, Baisa, you can do it after the holidays. After we don't have to see anybody.
I love that she's so honest with
But my style, like I said, it's Vans, skater shoes, jeans, t-shirts, and flannels.
But same. Now, I can't describe my style because I have a weird style. I'm very simple. Give me jeans if I haven't got them hemmed. Cuff them up. but chucks for sure.
Yeah.
On the weekends, fuck, give me board shorts and a comic book t-shirt. Like, I don't have a style. Like, I don't.
Your style is Marvel. Oh, another thing about growing up in
Orange. My style is Marvel. Yeah. Okay.
Growing up in Orange County, you have to own at least if I have owned one Disney Mickey shirt.
I do have a Disney
Mickey shirt. Why? In case you go to Disneyland. You're always ready to go to Disneyland because at any moment, any day, somebody can come and be like, I got an extra ticket.
Or
somebody
Wars
got
shit.
Us in.
And you got
And anything in the Marvel, anything in the Disney umbrella, you have a shirt because guess what?
Oh, I'm set.
Because you're ready for when somebody gives you a call, like.
You have to represent.
Oh, but I had one. I was wearing two Disney shirts, two Mickey shirts.
Totally love it, dude. Fact number four: it has a Wild West past.
Yeah.
Life in Orange County wasn't always about beaches and surfing. In 1857, it was home to a group of thieves and criminals. Yes, this completely makes sense, dude. Stolen horses and stagecoach robberies were common then, and for years, a man named Juan Flores.
Ooh. I have a deal with Juan Flores.
Who escaped from jail. And his gang stole from the residents. The gang killed the sheriff, a man named James Barton, and escaped a large group of men that tried to catch him. 11 days later, they finally caught Flores. This time, your name is at RGFlores at RGFlores.com, right?
It's a common last name.
This time, he didn't escape prison. Today, a place called Barton's Mound is where this all happened. It's close to the 405 freeway. I didn't know that. Everything's close to the 405 freeway. And a few people know of its history. Stagecoach, an old form of transportation that looks like a box with wheels. Okay, that it really gave us the breakdown of that. I'm like, okay, we know what a stagecoach is. Fact number five, there were once pirates. Did you know anything about that? In addition to the thieves from the Wild West, there were once pirates in Orange County. It's hard to imagine now, but in 1818, a man named Butchard sailored from Argentina to California. Like any true pirate, he came to the land when he and his crew needed more rum. The pirates went to the mission.
Okay.
Went to the mission San Juan Capistrano, which is the cusp of.
That's where the swallows come back every. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
And if you grew up in Orange County, you probably took a field trip to the San Juan Capistrano.
The mission. The
swallows.
The swallows come back. The swallows should come back more.
I haven't been back since like middle school, but I love it.
So they went to Mission San Juan Capistrano, drank all of their alcohol, ate all of their food, and then went back to their ship. So yeah, that one I didn't quite know about.
I don't think they told me that San Juan Capistrano.
Fact number six, Anaheim. Live right here right now, dude. You're in Anaheim with me. Was founded by Germans.
Yeah, the Heim.
The Heim?
The Heim.
Do you know about the Heim?
The Heim. Anna's Heim.
That's terrible. It's stupid. I love it. You know what? That's the name of the show.
Anna's Heim.
Anna's Heim. It's true in 1857. Okay. No, please.
No, I was going to talk about Anna's Heim. No. What I was going to talk about is like, let's go for it. Cause I'm going to send another story. I don't want to derail you.
It's true in 1857, a group of Germans moved to this area. They lived next to the Santa Ana River. And they combined the name of the river with the word Heim, which means home in German. I did not know that.
Now you live here, you don't even know?
Well, I know. I'm from Santa Ana, homie.
Go ahead. Yeah.
They made wine in the area for years. At one time, there were more than 50 vineyards in the area. Huh.
The only one I know now, up in the hill, maybe now.
I guess. In the 1880s, a disease destroyed all of the grapes. The vines were replaced with vegetables and the fruit that gave the area its name.
Oranges.
Interesting. Did you know that?
Huh?
Did you know that? Did you know what Heim meant? I don't know German.
I know what the Heim meant. No, I didn't know what
you
the
know
Heim.
What the Heim meant? That's not what you said. My bad. Anaheim. I kind of like that. Okay, these things I didn't know. We got like a few more to go through, and I'm going to take my time. We're killing a lot of fucking time on this one, dude.
And then, oh.
And then we'll encompass just our final thoughts on, are we assholes? Are we those
people? No, this is like, we make it fun. We'll get made fun of.
Final thoughts.
Okay. So the one I was going to tell you is, you know, you live in North County, Orange County.
Yep.
When you're like, I think my brother did it. He's like, what's that sound? And I'm like, Disney fireworks. And he's like, oh yeah, it's 9:30. You can tell time by Disneyland fireworks.
That's the thing.
But it was funny because we went to the block of Orange. That's not that far from Disney.
Not at all. You can still catch them.
We're walking. Like, my brother's like, fuck, what's that bright light? So I'm like, I think it's Disneyland. He's like, oh yeah, it's 9:30. And he like looks and he's like, all right. So it's just funny.
Same thing, you know, when the Angels hit a home run.
Let up their A. I don't really care.
That's stupid. Next one's going to be fact number seven. It has 40 miles of coastline. Speaking of beaches, okay, we can't have
beautiful beaches.
We can't, yeah, beautiful beaches. Yes, we can't have a post about Orange County without having at least two facts about its beaches. 40 miles, 64 kilometers of coastline, Orange County, including some of the most beautiful beaches and state parks in California. Agreed. Yeah, dude.
Well, you can even do like the camping at the beach too.
Let's do that. Let's double date it.
Double date it.
I told, put a post for your brother from the 2OC podcast. Yeah. Like, when Anton comes back down for the next movie draft, like, let's quadruple date it.
Let's do more,
let's quince date it.
Let's do more, podcast hangouts. We went to LA Comic Con and we're like, holy shit, this is like a podcast hangout. Because we took a picture with Alan from the 2OC. We're like, this is like a podcast hangout.
That was dope, dude. And even, okay, the picture that we had taken of the wedding, and it's the four of us, was a dope.
Oh, because we took a picture with Alan and Anton from the 2OC podcast. And when I didn't think about it. I just took a picture with them. And then I look, when you showed me the picture, I'm like, holy shit, that's like two podcasts hanging out.
I had to add on each of the three podcasts. And
yeah, it's
comics. I had to put you under, of course, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. And then myself under Comics Syndicate, and them two, I had to put...
The 2OC.
And it looks like a dope fucking picture. I love the fucking...
But I didn't think about it that way, but yeah.
Had a great fucking time.
Oh, and if you want... It's funny, because, like, we're doing this list, but they're the actual podcast about Orange County. Because they do... Technically, it's called the 2OC because Anton lives in Orange County, Florida, and Alan lives in Orange County, California. So it's called the 2OC because they do a lot of pop culture and all that stuff just going on in each other's world. In
their lives, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they're best friends. And Anton is a dope fucking dude.
Oh, yeah. Went to his wedding. Great time. Great guy.
Dude, that day, honestly, was dope as
fuck. Oh, and you know if you're from Orange County because you went to a Vietnamese wedding.
Yes.
Oh, we have
Let's speak of weddings. This happens, granted, in Los Angeles County, too.
But, people get married in LA County.
Taqueros. At a birthday party, at a baptism,
it's a standard. If you have a birthday party now, it's like taco guy.
Yes.
And honestly, and you don't invite me now just because I'm tired. But if you tell me I'm having a thing get together, I'm like, even beer won't get me there. I'm like, all right, come on, I can drink whatever. Yeah, but somebody goes, oh, we got a taco guy coming in at 4:00. I'm like, whoa, okay, be 4:05. And last time we went to one, I think I told the story. I got there, I ate like two plates of tacos, a lot of tacos, a bunch of food. And then I was like,
she's good, dude. She caught a fly.
She's dancing. I was getting tacos, and I finished eating. And I told her, I'm like, so at what point is it too rude to leave? Like, can I finish eating and leave now? Or do I have to wait like 10 minutes?
So what's the etiquette here?
Such a man. Got what I wanted. I wanted to go home.
Sadly, it's a thing. Are we getting older?
The food, yeah. Nah. I think we're just more appreciative of things.
And kind of.
But it goes a rule. Like, if you tell me there's going to be food, the chance goes from 50-50 to, like, 99%.
Fact number eight is going to be it's famous in Hollywood. Orange County is very close to Los Angeles, so it makes sense that it was the shooting location for many TV shows and movies. Orange County has been the location for Gilligan's Island. That, I didn't know. The OC. That thing you do. Yeah, Orange Circle.
Oh, Orange Circle, yeah.
Beaches, American Horror Story, which is the old Santa Ana courthouse. Oh, they actually used in one of their seasons. And they dilapidated it, I guess, or fucking made it look beat up. So, yeah. Arrested Development, I didn't know.
Yeah.
The Sopranos as well. So, those ones I didn't know.
Remember the thing you do with the Orange Circle.
Orange Circle,
yeah. That's where you hang out. If you're from Orange County, Orange Circle.
Yeah. Rain Man was filmed, the last part of the train sequence was filmed at the Santa Ana fucking train station. But every city has these fucking stories. The fact that we're lame enough, cheesy enough, proud enough.
Could you be proud of Orange County? Even though, like, we don't go around because I think we get this rap of being, like, very...
we're not bougie,
though. We're not bougie, but it kind of other counties see it that way in a way, like especially Riverside, like LA County. But I'm like, I don't care. I like you make fun of me. I'd rather be made fun of for being from Orange County than anything else.
You know what? Okay, we'll encompass that. We'll go back to number 9. The region's Little Saigon is a popular tourist site. You're kind of down the street from there.
Yeah. Couple blocks.
Costa Mesa, Orange County is home to a large population of Vietnamese families.
Yes.
We were at a Vietnamese wedding.
Vietnamese wedding, yes.
In fact, the area is now called Little Saigon. The part of Costa Mesa is a large tourist attraction.
It's great for... Vietnamese are really into... Okay, so I know I'm growing up in Westminster. So the thing with Orange County, with Vietnamese was like the French... was a French colony.
Okay.
So a lot of the Vietnamese people were introduced to a lot of French cuisine, a lot of French food, French bakeries, and all this stuff. So if you go to Little Saigon, there's – I swear it's like going to Santa Ana and Taquerias. There's like every shop is going to have one French bakery.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of – they love – if you want to go – like if you're looking for dessert, like you're like, man, I had dinner. Let's go find some dessert. You go to Little Saigon because there's probably like an ice cream place or something sweet.
Something, yeah.
And also – Anton's wedding. First Vietnamese wedding I've been to.
Second Vietnamese wedding I've ever been to. And best Vietnamese wedding I've ever been to.
Is it?
Huey, Dewey, or
no,
Louie?
Yeah. Not that story? Oh, that is true. Right? You did go to his wedding.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was bomb. It was like, this is amazing. I never thought I'd love so much a...
Seven-course
meal. A Vietnamese wedding singer.
Dude, lounge singers. The wedding singer.
That guy was awesome. I was like, I was yelling, and I was like, this is the best thing ever.
We had a fucking blast.
And it was like, so much food and all this stuff, but that's an Orange County thing.
And the company, like, you guys, and then, thank goodness, you and your lady were there. I took Sunny, and we had a fucking blast.
And the 2OC was there.
And it was dope. The food, we were dancing, and I'm like, I'm not a dancer.
But that's the thing about Orange County.
We ended up shaking our asses.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing about Orange County, too, is a large Vietnamese population, so you get to know. Even though it's, like, it's funny, like, we think there's, but they're not. Like, they have, like, that's just mainly concentrated in, like, a certain part of Orange County.
Yeah.
But you grew up in Orange County, you're going to get to know them and all this culture. But, like, to me, like, a lot of the, anything that has to do with dessert and, like, sweets or whatever, or, like, 85 degrees, whatever, like, the sweet bread, oh, it's so good. 1,000 calories each one.
Oh,
so
worth it. Love it, dude. Okay, last one's going to be fact number 10. It is home to the best English school, IEC at OCC. I actually went to OCC. It's true, Orange County is home to many universities and colleges, but the one we love the most is the International Education Center at Orange Coast College. I did go to OCC.
Okay.
Our students are lucky to live in a place like Orange County, which is so beautiful and has so much to see and do. Okay.
What is that English school? What is that?
That one I didn't take. I took philosophy and psychology there.
But it's just English course. It's not like I was thinking British for some reason.
The best English idiot.
That's dope. Like BBC, like cool.
New guy, wrong like, English.
What it calls it, like Captain Toast, what was the name? Jimmy Toast or whatever.
Jimmy Toast, we'll go. Okay. Those are the facts we have. Now, bashing, not this one yet, but now let's bash ourselves, dude.
Okay.
We're a little pampered with our weather.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm used to that ocean breeze. Okay, no matter how, because this is the thing about Orange County.
Take it away, man.
No matter how hot it is in the summer,
yeah,
you always expect to get that ocean breeze at the end of the night.
Gorgeous.
And there's another thing. It happens in the coast, probably LA County too, but it happens more to us because it's flat ground from the beach to us. There's really no like mountains. So from between like even where you live to the beach is one flat ground. There's really no mountain between you.
Yep.
My wife grew up a desert, right? like, she was out in the desert. She grew up, and so she's used to that weather. She freaked out when she got fog.
She freaked out when she got fog.
And I'm like, it's just fog. I mean, how many times driving home late after soirees, I would call it.
Okay.
Driving down the freeway, I'm like, fuck the fog. Can you see it rolling in from the ocean?
You
cause,
do.
Because yes, I live close to a naval base, a Seal Beach naval base.
You do, actually.
So, and that's like, it's like the ocean, and it's like all this military, like, storage stuff, but it's all flat.
Okay.
So, anytime I'm going down this 22, yeah, and it's fucking, it's like, rolling.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
it's kind of beautiful to see.
Oh, yeah, except when it's, like, gets really bad, and you're on the freeway going 20 miles per hour, because you don't want to, like, you're just looking for a head. You don't see anything. You see, like, maybe, like, a half a mile in front of you?
Yes. Yes, true that. Okay, we are pampered with our weather, so to wear board shorts at night and sandals is a beautiful fucking thing.
And, like, I'm, like I said, it's funny, like, even though I don't skate or surf.
Surfboard? Got it?
What's I don't skate. I'm I have pride for that. I love that, like, Orange County is, like, the home to, like, a lot of the skating. Like,
I even shit on a lot of skateboards before, dude.
That, and, like, surfing.
I can't do anymore.
I wore so much surf apparel and, like, skateboarding stuff, even though I didn't do any of it. I like being made fun of all that. And, like, and also the Orange County thing is, like, prideful, like, even though it's, I think it's super expensive.
It is.
But also, it's expensive as Disneyland, but I have the pride knowing that, like, I think it's a lot that we're living under the Disney bubble. I think Disney
weird,
portrays like a softness to the, and since it's in Orange County, everybody kind of has like that initial, like, it's more like Orange County, like, you're not a Disneyland fan. Like, I'm not saying you have to be a Disney fanatic,
no,
but you're like, you've never been to Disneyland or you hate it. It's more like, that's weird. Like, no, it's prideful. Like, it's Orange County. You love Disneyland.
you do. It's just, you know, it's fucking pricey.
But I don't go. I go to Knott's because it's cheaper.
You know what? Sad.
But, yes. But I will defend it.
Okay. But yet we won't go to Magic Mountain because
it's too far.
it's in LA County.
Dude. It's in LA. It's across LA County. Oh, well, the same. Okay. Universal Studios, you're like, oh, it's a cheap deal. You buy one, you get the whole year for free or something.
What?
It's in LA
County. It's in LA County, dude.
It sucks.
even the museums. Okay, we're pampered in our weather, yes. Are we prima donnas? Fuck no. Do we sound like pussies to a certain degree?
Yeah.
We kind of are. I mean,
but I'm prideful of all this. Yeah.
And you're right. Los Angelinos don't like us. And we know that that's why we don't like Los Angeles, but that's why we're in our weird, beautiful little bubble, but it's so honestly, seriously, diverse.
And,
Orange County is, I mean, LA County is diverse too, but Orange County,
you can have everything, you can have any kind of food. You can, and I think I said the big thing was that when LA County was screwing us over, we're like, fuck ULA. Like, we're gonna start our own shit, and we're gonna do our own thing. So once we split off, it was like a divorce. We divorced LA County.
LA County, dude.
And we're our own thing. We're going to be better than you. We're going to be everything you're not.
There you go, man. And we'll close it, dude. This growth led to the California legislature to divide Los Angeles County and create Orange County as a separate political entity on March 11th. 1889. The county is said to have been named for the citrus fruit in an attempt to promote immigration by suggesting a semi-tropical paradise, a place where anything could grow.
It's true.
That's Orange County. I love the fuck out of it, dude. All right, man. We fucking hit a good time, dude. So, any closing thoughts? And then we'll
no, it's like I said, this one is that we're not getting paid by the tourism board.
Please come to
visit. It's more like, it's funny. It's just been a running joke between our circle and stuff like that. Like, they're like, oh, look, another top 10. You know, you grew up in Orange County. You're like, oh shit, a lot of this is real. Or there's like tanning salons everywhere.
Out here?
How many do we have? Like, it's like every block. Like,
I see more.
Well, you know, because you don't see them because you don't go to them. But if you look for them,
you go to tennis.
No, I don't go to tennis. I remember one time because I used to work.
You're on tennis.
When I used to work at a grocery store, and my friend, he's black, and Mexican. So this lady who walked through was like, she was nice. She's like, oh yeah, I own a tennis salon. If you guys ever want to come by, I'll cook you guys up. Oh, never mind. Maybe you have a girlfriend or a friend that wants to come.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's funny. That's funny, dude.
But we have year-long tans. But you don't really look for Orange County. It's known for, like, a lot of fake tan places, and we know people that do that.
Granted, just like every city or county, you're going to have those fake people. And I just hate faking my life. So the fact that I've met so many fucking cool people, down-to-earth people in Orange County. Like, yes, just like every county, you have your rough parts of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I grew up in a lot of those in Santa Ana.
Yeah.
But at Orange County in general, dude, it's just a different pace of living, and it's kind of beautiful. It's gorgeous,
it's
dude.
It's a different vibe. But yeah, like we mainly like say it's been a running joke between all of us how like we get made fun of and all stuff, or people just bring up certain things of how they think of us in a certain way. But I'm happy about it. I take it as pride. I take it as a badge of honor. But also it made me think of like I really want to see people comment and talk about like, oh, this is what's about where I'm from. Like, this is a weird thing about my county or parts of the country. Because I know this is just our little bubble.
Yeah, and these are our thoughts of what we've gone through in Orange County.
And also, I want to hear if anybody tells me what people who've never been to Orange County or from outside of Orange County, how they see.
What do you guys think of us?
Yeah.
Based on, I mean, honestly, okay. So, the Hills show, the OC show, and the Real Housewives of
Orange County. So shallow.
Completely shallow, completely fake.
Yeah.
Like, these bitches can't hold a conversation. None of these people are down to earth.
But keep in mind, if you go to South Canada, you do meet some of these people. Like, I'm not saying none of these people are real, but it's not. It's like, that's a minority in this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you say certain county, like, there's people, sadly, that are like, but in LA County, every county is like
true that.
Okay. But I think people, before I forget, too, like, when I was in Barcelona, somebody mentioned that, like, where are you from? I'm like, California. And they're like, what part? I'm like, oh, fuck, Orange County. And like, oh, you're from Orange County? And I'm like, fuck.
I wrote down some notes right now. I'm going to put up a Twitter poll.
Okay.
So I'm going to have it last a week when the part one goes out. I'm going to put a Twitter poll up like, okay, if you guys are in are or live in California, which is your favorite county? And Los Angeles County, Orange County, San Diego County, Riverside County is probably going to be the fourth option.
Yeah.
But it's... it's interesting, and yet it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a deep dive on something insignificant, but...
to us, I feel like it's become its own animal in a way, like these lists. And we're like, dude, because every time I go up the internet, I go up the internet.
Here you can just jump on. If you want to go in it, go for it, dude.
I keep seeing these lists. I'm like, we got to deep dive this because it's becoming like its own kind of like a Chuck Norris memes.
It's kind of
Orange County, stuff like that. I'm like, so that'd be fun to kind of tackle it.
Okay, cool. Well, it's a throwaway episode, dude, until we get back or up and running completely. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holidays. We're going to try to record as much as we can, but the holidays are going to be a pain in the butt because at this point, this is probably going to come out around right after Thanksgiving, maybe Thanksgiving. I don't know when it's going to go.
Yeah.
But the week of Thanksgiving. So we're just trying to get as much done. The holidays are going to be up and down. So be
like, no, December-ish. December-ish.
Okay, sure. So be the
one after Thanksgiving. Yeah, we still got time. Yeah, yeah.
But everything's catching up on us, so we're trying to record as much as we can.
Then it sucks because, I mean, we love doing it, and we do have a lot of ideas still. But holiday, the crunch time. Yeah, like, you have your family, I have my family.
Yeah, and then life sucks.
Life sucks, dude. It's a time suck. And we don't have, honestly, the time. I don't have the time, but did I make time for you? I hope you feel special.
Yeah, yeah. I did, too. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah.
But do you miss it?
Yeah.
It feels
I'm like,
good.
Fuck. Right? I'm like, we missed it again. I'm like, oh, I think because I was out of town, and I'm like, oh, and then we're doing something in the Comic-Con, and then
other
stuff to do, and it's just a pain in the butt. But we just try to find time and try to like keep that time.
All right, keep it going, man. Where can our listeners find us?
Where can I find me? Okay, you can find me, or you can find us at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, a podcast on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can find us on Twitter at Deep Dives R. And you can email us at deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. And forget, I am on Twitter at RGFlores on Twitter.
I'm going to post up that Twitter poll for you guys, and I'm going to toss it on Instagram just to see where everyone in California, how they feel about each county, I guess.
He's with us or against us.
You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. You guys are always dope, rad, and awesome, like always. Keep on listening. Keep on sharing the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. And we're going to give you guys launch date soon on when exactly we're going to drop episode one. And we have legit more proper ideas where we are going to walk down these paths for you guys. Like, I've told a few people, like, I have one written up, like, baseball stats.
Oh, I love Steph.
And we're going to go down baseball. And it's going to, I want to name that one Batter Up. And it just sounds cool because it's
Batter
like,
Up, you brought her. I don't know.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. All right, guys.
Catch you next one.
Peace out. Hey.